WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Castor oil and orange juice and a long walk. All right, well, I have to pass that along. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Explosions heard. Some drones spotted in central Iran, home to an airbase and a nuclear facility. Even though there has been no confirmation, it was indeed a retaliatory strike on the part of Israel for last week's aggression by Iran. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Tel Aviv.
For several hours overnight, as we learned of those explosions in Iran, there was significant concern of an all-out war erupting between Israel and Iran. But as the sun came up in the region, Iran started downplaying the attack, calling it very limited, and Israeli government and military officials not talking about it at all.
In Italy, for a meeting of G7 leaders, Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterating,
"We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating."
Israel has not said how an attack would take place and when. It appears the strike was limited to a military facility in the central city of Isfahan, not a highly populated area like Tehran. This is ABC News. Women's basketball superstar Caitlin Clark has received an apology from an Indiana reporter, but some are calling his behavior sexist, saying that apology doesn't go far enough. ABC's Andrew Dimbert explains.
During Clark's introductory news conference for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, Greg Doyle, a columnist for the Indy Star, made this heart gesture, which Clark frequently makes after games.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So,
the exchange sparking some backlash online. Doyle apologizing, tweeting, "Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. Today I was part of the problem," and included a link to a column featuring a longer apology where he acknowledges crossing a line. But that apology is being slammed for being self-promoting.
Well, the crackdown on password sharing at Netflix seems to be paying off. The streaming giant says it added more than 9 million customers in the first quarter of this year. That's more than five times the number of customers that it added during the same period a year earlier. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
When I think of strong lumber, I think of Paul Bunyan. Okay, maybe it's how snappy I look wearing flannel. Speaking of strong, Wick Building doesn't waste time with regular lumber. We only use machine stress or machine evaluated lumber to make every truss member, girt, and purlin up to 45% stronger. Plus, our 3-ply laminated columns provide up to 75% greater strength than our competition's columns. It doesn't take a famous lumberjack to see the benefit of that. The Wick standard is only an option for other builders. Strong buildings also mean lasting value. I'm talking about how your building will look 30 years down the road. Mother Nature and gravity can be brutal, but thanks to our quality lumber and experienced builders, Wick Buildings always stand the test of time. Strong materials make strong buildings, and as Paul will tell you, stronger is better. Invest in strength. Invest in a Wick Building by Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center. Call Micah today at 604-3623. Remember Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center for all your building needs. 604-3623.
Are you ready to challenge your taste buds? Come join us on Saturday, May 18th at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer samples will be available at Sportsman's Lounge, Patio 111, North Wisconsin Avenue, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Samples will be served in souvenir mushroom glasses, 10 samples for $15. Following will be the 3 p.m. Spring Mystery Parade along Wisconsin Avenue, with the UW Marching Band performing at Mushroom Headquarters from 3:45 to 4:30. Thank you, Muscadet Fitness Center, Muscadet Laundromat, and Wisconsin Distributors, being proud sponsors of the festival.
Attention educators, the Riverdale School District is looking for a dedicated individual to fill the position of junior and senior high school principal starting July 1st, 2024. Located in Muscadet, the district offers a dynamic learning environment in a rural setting. As principal, you'll play a crucial role in shaping the educational experience for students in grades 7 through 12. Responsibilities include overseeing educational programs, student learning outcomes, behavioral expectations, teacher supervision, and more. They're seeking a candidate with exceptional communication skills, a collaborative mindset, and a commitment to student success. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're passionate about education and ready to make a positive impact, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26th, 2024. Join them in shaping the future of our students and community at Riverdale.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Today's outlook calls for a high of a whopping 50 degrees and a wind that could be blowing around 15 to 25 miles per hour out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear, a frost or freeze likely, a low of 28. Saturday, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy, and a high of 50. Saturday night, clear and cold with frost likely, a low of 28. Sunday, sunny and pleasant, and a high of 60. A Monday high of 64 with some showers likely at night. In Richland Center, some nice sunshine. Our temperature was at 44 at midnight, and down to the current reading, the lows so far, it is 36 at WRCO and WRCE today. Good morning, sunrise from the center. This is John Party and Luke Bryan.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey, and I drink beer. Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town. Girl to the honky tonk, I two-step and I spin around.
I take mine to the fields of gold, hold her tight while the sun goes down. Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys,
both make some George Strait.
We crank some old Hank.
From the big sky to the riverbank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth.
Cowboys and plowboys. How do Henry and I fit into that? I guess I grew up a plowboy. Yeah, and he was a cowboy on a riding a chicken there in Arkansas, in Pea Ridge. Anyway, we've got some good stuff to share with you today on WRCO Radio, and a little escapism through song. The Zac Brown Band and In No Hurry today.
You know my old car needs washing, and the front yard needs a trim, and the telephone keeps ringing, and the boss man knows I know it's him, and the bills ain't gonna pay themselves. Don't matter anyway, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today.
fishing pole and the smell of early spring. Sit down in a fold-up easy chair on a quiet, shady riverbank. Let the world go on without me. Wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Ain't in no hurry. I'd be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change.
Sure.
7:20 on a Friday morning. A self-proclaimed Swifty, Mr. Henry Bray, will be in just a little bit. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries still to come here on WRCO. We've made progress at least one degree up from the overnight low. It's 37 sunny degrees.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Clop, clippity clop. There he is, Hank Bray. There he is.
How you doing, buddy?
He's coming in hot today.
Yeah. It's Friday, Philip.
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah.
Are you?
Why? Oh, sure. Absolutely. Weekend, you know, for one thing. Tomorrow is National Record Store Day.
Oh, my, that's where you take, are you actually going to take the day off? I'm talking about take the day off from going down to the record store.
Here? Yeah, well, I'll probably hit there later, but a lot of times I've got a couple of other nerds in Madison that we go out and hit the shops. You got to get there early, though.
Are you going tomorrow?
I think so, yeah.
I never got an invite.
Well, you can come along if you want to.
Too late now. I'm going to the Dells.
Record Store Day started in 2007, and there are special releases for that day.
I'm surprised you don't declare that a holiday.
Well, it is a holiday, right. But you have to get there early because, honestly, they're like hungry dogs. You know, they open up generally at 9 o'clock.
You talk about coming in hot.
They are.
Phil.
Take it away. Get out of the way.
It's like Black Friday.
Right, you know? Right. I was never good on the football field, but if there's a record involved, look out, you know.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, today's forecast. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
It's a 99% chance of awesome tunes and 100% chance of bad puns.
Bad puns. All right.
Anytime we're on the radio with you, it's
why
bad.
Would today's
be, it'd be any different? Yep, yeah. Yep. So anyway, big plans for the evening.
The evening. Well, we're going to watch Ithaca and Riverdale baseball.
Oh, that should be a dandy.
Oh yeah. Yep. A couple of really good teams, and they're going their opposite way this year in the tournament, which starts, it's kind of scary, about a month away.
About a month away.
But this is always a fun one, and both teams will, they want to win. It's kind of a seeding thing, too. They might help their seeding down the road in the tournament, too.
Yeah, and, speaking of the tournaments, they already have the officials' assignments out.
Did you get...
I got some games with Brian Alvin. I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Is that a subsectional at a school up north? And
well, it's probably in Alaska somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Where they don't know you.
Where they don't know me. No, Brian. I think Brian does an awesome job.
I do, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I do, too. How's he carry you, though? I don't understand.
Well, I think the next time I have to bring a back brace.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, I tell you what, Brian's a heck of an umpire. So, I mean, he's one of these guys that he's like I was last night. All right. I was in Highland last night, did softball. They didn't like my strike zone, but they adjusted, mm-hmm. and it was consistent.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He is consistent. I mean, if that ball hits the knee, I'm telling you, it's a strike. So, I mean, he's very consistent. So
all you can ask for,
and
right?
Exactly. I praise him because he's carried a lot of weight in his day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
called Hank. Mm-hmm. So,
just don't ask him to officiate a ping pong match.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, he doesn't agree sometimes with some of the shots that I have make, but of course it's been like 30 years since we played.
Well, I still think he could probably take you.
Well, he probably could today, but he didn't back then.
You were the ping pong quiz?
Yeah, well, it's up here.
Mind over matter?
Yeah, right. I'm like the Mr. Miyagi of ping pong.
My goodness. Here we go. Ball on, ball off.
Ball off. Right.
No, but I look forward to that.
My skill was the tink right off the edge of the table.
If you and it hit counts. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no possible way for them to return it.
Yep. Ding. Yep, it counts. Yep. So. But anyway, I look forward to him. He's a good umpire. So. Yep. Anyway, what else is going on over the weekend besides record day? Are you going to be with those other days live?
Oh, yeah. I'll bring back, if I do find anything and I can afford it, I'll bring it back and we'll see.
And don't forget, Sunday, what are we away? 3 weeks away from Mother's Day?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
So you might want to, maybe June will win a record.
See, I'm supposed to be getting rid of them because we're having another grandbaby.
Right.
And if both girls come home at the same time, I've been told that my man cave would be a second home for a crib, see. And so there's a few cases in the way that would have to be moved. So
what's your plan on that?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any storage space at your house?
I do.
Oh, okay.
That's
all right.
A buck a record per month.
Have to rent some space from you.
Here's 10 grand a month, Henry.
Well, that'd be worth it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Be.
Everybody'd be happy, right?
I was at Highland last night. Had a good ball game. 3-2. They beat Monticello New Glarus.
Yeah, good game.
So, great ball game.
A few were played. I'm thinking it wasn't real warm, was it?
No, not warm at all. But I'm going to tell you something. After towards the end of the ball game, they moved our start time to 5:30. So, but after the end of the ball game, the sun started coming out. When I went get Ricky McManus and I got dressed, and after the ball game, the sun just poked out. It was just gorgeous.
I noticed
just
that.
Just gorgeous.
The sun came out late, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But it was pretty. So, but great ball game. So, mm-hmm. Good coaches, good kids. I mean, met some of the state champions from Monticello. Their basketball team.
Oh, sure. Right.
Great athletes, I tell you. But kudos to Highland. I mean, they hit the ball when they had to and got their three runs and won. So, and great defense by Highland. So
that's what it takes, pitching and defense in softball, for sure. Well,
anyway,
baseball too. But
yeah, baseball too. But
yeah, right. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on, the schedule of sports. And Mike Clemens will join us too, talking about state sports. And, boy, big news out of Madison. They're jumping ship.
So. Yeah, the University of Arkansas got John Calipari.
Yeah,
the head coach. Mm-hmm. They only as of yesterday they only had zero D1 scholarships on the roster.
Wow.
So, but they have a 7'5" kid coming in from Kentucky. There's no loyalty anymore in sports. I can't stand it.
I'm a little disenchanted with college sports. I just don't know.
It's just basically a minor NBA or a minor, mm-hmm. and I can't stand it. And now they're thinking about giving it to high school kids. This is just crazy.
Name image, WIA is going to vote on that at the end of May, I think.
And the thing of it is, the way they're having it, if they don't pass it, they're going to get sued mm-hmm. anyway. So I just think it's so wrong.
Yeah, I
so
do too.
Although, amateur sports.
Back there in your day, you could have, this is Henry Bray for Uncle Frank's Worm Farm.
Or Hank's Wi-Fi. Business has been struggling for a long time.
I don't know. The businesses would have been limited when I played. Maybe Gus's service station, but I don't think he would have wanted me as a spokesperson.
No, probably not.
When I played high school sports.
But you think about it. I mean, seriously? it just drives me nuts of how they've ruined sports with money.
Yep.
And that's...
Well,
the root of all evil.
You want to go a step further too? Gambling hasn't really helped either.
But you think about this: are we developing a generation of gamblers? Because mm-hmm. it is. I mean, you can gamble on anything.
Right. And the Toronto Raptor guy is just got kicked out for life this week.
And he should have.
Yeah.
Because he
admitted that he had a bet whether he would play or whatever, however long it was, and he took himself out and said he was sick. So.
See, that's wrong.
Affects the game, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it is so wrong. I mean, you can bet on if, and I'm not exaggerating, if President Biden is going to trip on the stairs today. Seriously. I mean, that's all out there. It's just
everything.
It's nuts. And to me, it's not right.
No. Nope.
So,
why I like to live in the past, baby.
Well, you're doing a nice job, buddy. You're doing a nice job.
So, with my wardrobe, too.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I like that. But even though you're against wardrobe policy today, your own policy you've set out, and you're against it.
Uh-huh.
So after you get off the air, you and I will have a little chat about this.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wear blue jeans. You got to wear red.
I know, but my red shirt must have been in the laundry. I couldn't find it.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe that we should go shopping.
Uh-huh. Get another red shirt.
Get a red shirt.
So I could have two?
Right.
All right. I see you've got your red on today.
I've got my red on, young man.
Looking good.
But I always wear red on Fridays. You know, I've been doing that for 10 years.
Years.
Yeah. So, but anyway, remember, folks, in the world where you can be anything, choose to be kind, spread positively, lift each other up, and make someone's day a little brighter. It's the little acts of kindness that make the biggest impact. So let's all strive to be a beacon of kindness in our communities, kind of like you are, Phil. You're a beacon of kindness around WRCO, always keeping it together. We can make the world a better place, one act of kindness at a time.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So the bottom line, guys, be kind.
Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
And I can tell you, even though I love them, I'm not going in the transfer portal to Viroqua. That's it.
I'd just like to see a transfer portal.
Have a good one, buddy.
Yep. At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business. It's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup. Hank and it's, Hank, who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right. The one that does the Saturday night show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Dem ducks down at the pond all the time.
No. An auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Karen State Farm a call today.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Experience unbeatable savings at Richland Locker. Enjoy 15% off all fresh chicken varieties, including regular and marinated breasts, wings, leg quarters, and whole chickens. Plus, take advantage of the special deal on 2-pound boxes of cod loins for just $12.98 each, saving over $7 per box. Don't forget to check out the deli for delicious hard salami at $8.98 per pound and Munster cheese at $4.98 per pound. Hurry into the Richland Locker and stock up on these incredible offers today.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
This day in history, in 1865, a funeral was held at the White House for President Abraham Lincoln. History lessons for you today. Also, 1945, Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The Carousel opened on Broadway. And it was in 1982, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel announced they would reunite. So they got back together for a concert at New York's Central Park as well. Some notes on today, the 19th of April. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Abel Barr and Jensen Hicks from Richland Center Primary School. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes these celebrants today, Dewey Houston and Michelle Luxton. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Judy Shell, Michael Wirtz, Dewey Houston, and Todd Gunderson. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Jason Campbell to Tyler Jones, Barbara Prohaska, Caden Stoltz, Lenore Wilkie, and Cecilia Staver. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club salutes Michelle Luxton and Tracy Williams. Happy birthday, Dewey Houston from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. And greetings to Sandy McKittrick from Bob and Heidi. Happy birthday to lifelong friend Jan Hartley McDonald. Love, Sarah. To Adeline Colson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, have a great day today on your special day. Lots of well-wishers and fans checking in. To Adeline from Papa Al and Grandma Carney. To great-granddaughter Adeline, love from great-grandpa and great-grandma Merle and Carol Colson and Francis and Mary Novi. To sister Adeline, love from Kaylin, Jace, and Amelia. Happy 8th Love from Mom and Dad. And happy 8th to our sweet granddaughter, Adeline, from Grandpa Ron and Grandma Sherry Colson. Greetings going out to Adeline from Uncle Nick and Aunt Leah and all the cousins, and from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday, Lauren Kepler. Have a super year. From Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. To Alyssa Page from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Danielle Burris from Ash Creek United Methodist. And to Jonah Marchwick from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Trinity Povemacher, happy birthday from Marge. And anniversaries today, wishing the best to George and Evelyn Faulkner from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Buck and Arlene Peterson from Sacred Heart Parish. And happy anniversary wishes to Timothy and Mary Otto from Richland Center United Methodist Church.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Joanne's News right around the bend. More regular features here on WRCO. Continue. The sunshine is nice. It's 38 degrees.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot pan. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. It's her limousine and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just a weak man up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. We're playing for keeps, so draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
This This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a great day and awesome weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. And thanks for supporting local radio.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
Good morning. It is a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. A frost advisory will be ending shortly at 8 o'clock in Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. Our forecast for today calls for sunny to partly cloudy skies, blustery and cool with a high of 50, west winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with frost or freeze likely, a low of 28. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 2 miles per hour, and after a low of 36, we're up to 39 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscat A store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. State health officials are warning of contaminated herbs. The Department of Health Services issued a warning Thursday that packages of fresh basil sold at Trader Joe's stores were contaminated with salmonella. One person in Wisconsin has gotten sick from the illness. The basil has already been pulled from shelves in 29 states. Anyone who still has the basil sold under the Infinite Herbs brand should toss it out immediately. Incoming full-time freshmen at UW-Platteville, Baraboosaw County will now be guaranteed a $2,000 scholarship for the 2024-25 academic year, thanks to the Friends of the Campus, the organization that has long raised and dispersed scholarship funds for Baraboosaw County students. The Baraboosaw Scholarship was initiated in 2021 in the amount of $1,000. The Friends of the Campus recently announced the doubling of this support to $2,000 for the next academic year. In addition to increasing the Baraboosaw amount, the Friends of the Campus voted to guarantee a minimum of $1,000 in scholarship dollars for all continuing students who apply for scholarships. More than 200 students have received the Baraboosaw scholarship since its creation, totaling $138,000 in support. For more information about how to receive the Baraboosaw scholarship, visit uwplatt.edu/baraboo/scholarships. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced six Wisconsin educators have been named finalists for a national award honoring mathematics and science teachers for their achievement in teaching the subjects. The 2024 Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching is considered the highest honor bestowed by the U.S. government for math and science teachers. The teachers were named finalists for their deep knowledge of the subjects they teach, in addition to facilitating and encouraging success among students in those areas. Wisconsin's finalists for the 2024 PAEMST include, in the mathematics category, Melissa Spurley, a fifth grade teacher at Winskill Elementary School in the Lancaster Community Schools, and in the science category, Rhonda Verhoeven, a sixth grade teacher at Glacier Creek Middle School in the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District. One awardee in mathematics and one awardee in science will receive a $10,000 award from the National Science Foundation Professional Development Opportunities and are honored at an award ceremony in Washington, D.C. Republican lawmakers have filed a new lawsuit alleging partial vetoes Governor Tony Evers made to a bill designed to bolster students' reading performance were unconstitutional. Evers signed a bill in July that created an early literacy coaching program within the State Department of Public Instruction, as well as grants for schools that adopt approved reading curricula. The bill didn't appropriate any money, however. Evers signed another bill in February that calls for the legislature's budget committee to spend $50 million to fund the July bill, but vetoed sections of it. Republicans argue in their lawsuit that Evers overstepped his powers because the February bill doesn't actually appropriate any money. They filed this suit Tuesday in Dane County. A Democrat who served one term representing Southeast Wisconsin Congress in the 1990s before going on to become a leader in the Assembly and State Revenue Secretary announced Thursday he's running for Congress again. Peter Barca announced his bid against Republican U.S. Representative Brian Steil, who is seeking a fourth term. Wisconsin's first congressional district, previously represented by former House Speaker Paul Ryan, leans Republican but was made more competitive under new boundary lines adopted in 2021. The seat is a target for Democrats nationally as they attempt to regain majority control of the House. Noah's Ark Water Park in Wisconsin Dells holds the claim to being America's largest water park and now has officially been named the best outdoor water park by Newsweek. Handpicked by experts across various industries and voted on by its readers, the Newsweek Award recognizes Noah's Ark as the premier destination for water park thrills. Noah's Ark has become a destination by elevating its dining experience with new food and drink options. This summer, the water park will introduce two new food stands, including Paradise Funnel Cake and the Ultimate Wisconsin Favorite, a new cheese stand serving up all the things cheese, including mozzarella triangles, cheese curds, and more. Noah's Ark stands as the ultimate destination for aquatic excitement with over 50 water attractions, including two wave pools, lazy rivers, zip lines, and multiple water slide experiences. Opening day for the 2024 season will be Saturday, May 25th. For more information on Noah's Ark Water Park's 2024 season, new attractions, and to purchase season passes, visit noahsarkwaterpark.com. The need for a state task force on missing and killed black women in Wisconsin has taken on an added urgency. Madison Democratic State Representative Sheila Stubbs has been fighting for information of that task force. Her bipartisan bill passed the state assembly this session, but was blocked by a single state senator in that chamber. Stubbs tells Fox 6 Milwaukee this month's disappearance, death, and dismemberment of 19-year-old Sadie Robinson in Milwaukee highlights the need. CDC data show Wisconsin had the highest homicide rate for black women in the country, one which doubled from 2019 to 2020. Stubbs says she reached out to Governor Tony Evers and plans to meet with Attorney General Josh Call to find a way to make the task force happen. The Toma VAMC annual Earth Day recycling event is being held today and tomorrow. Hours today are from 8 to 3 and tomorrow from 8 to noon. Bring your lead acid batteries and old home electronics for free recycling. The electronic recycling event will be held outside Building 52 of the Toma VA campus. Enter on 2nd Street and follow the signs. The American Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. A blood drive will be held today from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. Richland Center Large Item Pickup will be held tomorrow. Large Item Pickup is for items that are not collected during regular weekly household garbage pickup. Large item collection includes couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, and the like. Items not included are lumber, construction materials, brush appliances, microwaves, or televisions, air conditioners, or any computer equipment. All items should be at the curb by 6 tomorrow morning. All bag garbage should be placed out for your regular garbage pickup.
Thank you.
The Spring Fling sellout is in full swing at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Now through April 20th, find special buys on Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag appliances. Stop by the open house Saturday, April 20th from 8 until 5 for special offers, door prizes, and enter to win one of two grand prizes. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East next to Goodwill or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Friday, April 19th. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89 of Blue River, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort. Burial will be in the Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Soman Larson Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89 of Blue River. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80 of Richland Center, died Sunday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from noon until 2. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80 of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76 of Richland Center, died April 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76 of Richland Center. Mildred Millie Esser, 97 of Highland, died April 8th at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church in Highland. Burial will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 9:30 until 10:45. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home in Highland is serving the family of Mildred Millie Esser, 97 of Highland. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82 of Muscadet, died April 10th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82 of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89 of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3, with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Ida R. Ward, 89 of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow in St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapak, 78 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Vincent Monty Slapak, 78 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jenny and Tyler Colson had a son, Grayson Stone.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing. And by
you
Feral
are
Gas
listening
with
to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
It's 40 degrees.